Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Ross Tucker is going to join the show 1 hour from now. His thoughts on the Eagles. We head towards week 8. Eagles-Giants on Sunday at the Link. And, of course, will Jalen Hurts go back under center a lot this week?
No!
Well, he should. If I see 60 shotgun snaps on Sunday, look, if they win, we'll move on. But if they don't, or it's choppy on offense, I mean, it just seems so clear that it works, right? Like, it worked on Sunday, and you look around the league, and all these other teams are doing it, and we don't do it very often. It worked on Sunday. Do you expect the Eagles to be under center more? All your phone calls coming up on that. And, of course, VJ Edgecombe and the Sixers, the excitement from last night. Did last night change the way you feel about the team? It did for me. I mean, this kid does not look like a 20-year-old. He looked like a 6-year pro out there, 34 points. He played with poise. He's clearly a big-time athlete. I mean, I got vibes of Ann Edwards and young Russell Westbrook watching him jump up and down out there. Great night for the Sixers. Hugh, not a great morning for the NBA, though. What is going on in the National Basketball Association? So the news started trickling out as we were coming in this morning.
Bad boys.
What you going to do?
All right,
let's roll through some of this, and then we'll hear from Shams on ESPN talking about it. So Terry Rozier, former Celtic, former, I think, Hornet, the Miami Heat guard. He's been around the league for a while. He has been arrested and accused of leaking insider information to betting rings and faking a foot injury during a 2023 game to trigger winning prop bets. Okay, so prosecutors linked him to over $13,000 in suspicious wagers. And if that was all, it'd be a bad day for the NBA. That's not, though. Two coaches are now under some scrutiny, including Chauncey Billups, like the same Chauncey Billups that one point was one of the better point guards in the NBA, borderline Hall of Famer, now the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers, arrested this morning. Hugh, wait for it. Charged in connection with a high-stakes poker game in Manhattan, Miami, and Las Vegas that were allegedly rigged with hidden cameras and mafia funding.
Mafia funding. Yeah, I was reading a little bit of this story, Joe. Yeah. They were fleecing. They were caught, what they call them, fish.
They call them, they're fishing.
They were lured into these games.
Using Chauncey as like the face of
well,
it, right?
Yeah, like with high stakes
come
games.
Come play with Chauncey Billups.
With the NBA players or whatever, man. And then they had, the thing that got me, they had like X-ray tables. Like they fleeced these
it's
people
like movie
for
stuff.
Millions of dollars. Yeah. And it's just funny because I don't know if this is tied to it. I don't know. So I just want to put that out there first because I don't want to get in trouble for recklessly speculating. Mm-hmm. But it kind of puts the Gilbert Arenas stuff?
Way back in the day, yeah.
When he said
brought the gun into the locker room.
when he talked about, he telling on everybody.
Oh, yeah.
When he got knocked a few months ago for the Encino games in California, and he was talking about he's telling on everybody. It kind of puts stuff like that in perspective.
I just want to read this paragraph. This is from Shams. We're going to hear from Shams in a second. And David Purdom, who covers sports betting for ESPN. This is a paragraph on ESPN.com right now. Billups and Rozier were among a total of 34 people arrested. The arrests were the result of years-long investigation.
Years!
Covering 11 states. 11 states! And involving tens of millions of dollars. FBI director, when the FBI is involved, you know it's a big deal. Yeah. Kash Patel said, Patel and other law enforcement officials said the multiple charges involve four mafia families and organized crime networks and, quote, mind-boggling amounts of fraud. When you have 11 states, mind-boggling fraud, and the mafia, is Adam Silver going to issue a statement? What is going on in this league?
Just to be clear, they ain't talking about 3-6 Mafia. They talking about the mafia.
The real one. All right, let's hear from Shams here on ESPN describing what the heck is going on right now.
We need Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier have both been arrested this morning. Billups at around 6 a.m. in Portland, Oregon, and Rozier around 6 a.m., I'm told, in Orlando, where the Heat were playing last night. Rozier's been arrested for his involvement in alleged sports gambling, prop bets, and Billups, ABC News is reporting, is tied to an illegal poker operation tied to the mafia. And so, the FBI has been investigating this situation for several months, and in Rozier's case, at least 2 years, and today is making arrests. There is a press conference that is set by the FBI. The Eastern District of New York has been leading this investigation. I'm told FBI Director Kash Patel has also been increasingly involved in recent weeks. He will be leading the press conference today as well. But this is really seismic news in the NBA for a sitting NBA head coach in Chauncey Billups to be arrested, taken into custody for alleged illegal gambling, as well as Terry Rozier for sports betting, allegedly. Two arrests made this morning. There are expected to be numerous arrests also tied to both of these situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I just thought about something. Mm. So you get arrested, right? You're probably going to bond out, which you're going to probably pay, to get out.
And you would think they can afford, these are guys they can afford that.
So when you bond out, right, and you go to work...
I don't think you're going back to work.
They can't
let Chauncey Billups coach the Blazers tonight.
That's what I'm asking.
No.
Do you let him go back to work?
No. He's on leave.
No, it's Joe, to be fair. No. Now, this is how HR works. We're having an HR moment right now. Well, I'm a little bit familiar with HR.
Okay.
A little bit familiar with HR.
I will let you take the lead on the HR conversation.
Allegedly, this is alleged.
Yeah.
So there's no evidence.
Well, I know there's some. obviously.
There's some reckless, but there's tapes, whatever.
Yeah.
But you still have to have your day in court.
Sure. Due process.
Yes. So technically, you get to go back to work.
No shot. There's no way
Hold on.
You think if Adam Silver lets Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier back into the league before he has no spine? Man's spineless if he lets him on the sidelines.
Wait a minute. Who they play tonight?
So they played last. So how about this? Billups was arrested at his hotel in Orlando. He woke up this morning after he coached the.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
They coach. They're about to play a game.
He's arrested in Miami. He about to bond out. He probably gonna get bond. He'll probably be out about 3 o'clock. Don't ask me how I know about all that, but I do. He'll probably get out about 3 o'clock. So he probably get to go back to work.
Yeah. There is the next game for the Blazers is Friday night against Golden State. There is no shot that Chauncey Billups is allowed to coach that game. There's none.
I don't know, Joe. I feel like he's going to
come. I know you mentioned
I know
HR.
It's a distraction.
But this is a little bit different than your typical HR thing.
Okay,
this is the mafia involved.
He's probably going to step down because he doesn't want to be a distraction.
I think that's probably best for everybody.
That's probably going to be best. But I, if if I'm him, I just power through all of this.
Yeah, I do now. I am starting to wonder how much bigger this is and how much.
It's some cats in the NBA that's playing right now that have bungholitis.
Oh, they're sweating. Of course. I mean, if because Terry Rozier is a small-time player compared to the other guys.
Because you know some other NBA cats like to bet, and they like to bet high stakes.
Mm-mm-mm.
Who do you think else? Well, we can't retrospect that, but it's a bad thing to do. But I would venture to think that there's some other cats that are in this that are probably still playing in the NBA.
So there's two parts. I agree with you. There's two parts. One is the poker game thing. That feels like its own thing. And that's just an illegal thing. And Chauncey Billups, I don't know what he's doing. I have no idea with the mafia. The Terry Rozier thing, you know, this is the Pandora's box of legal sports gambling, right? Because from what it seems like, it's Rozier was throwing moments in games to help people to bet the under on his props, right? Or the same Jontay Porter, right, where that name came up a year ago.
Yeah.
This stuff is not going away. The crazy part is that they think they could get away with this. There's more eyes on the gambling stuff than there ever has been because it's legal now, right? So there's a million sports books, and we talk about them, and we have fun with it, but like they're monitoring this stuff. So if weird activity, like Hugh Douglas's $2 parlay is not sending off any bat signals over at the sports books.
No, it's not.
But if there's thousands of bets on Terry Rozier's under points on a night, like they're going to look into that. Like, why is that happening? You know, I can't believe these guys think they could get away with this.
Yeah. And why are you doing it? Because you're talking about guys that have money. It's not like you don't have money. You know, you talk about Chauncey Billups and the career that he's had in the NBA. He got bread, and he's coaching.
Yeah.
Why are you taking these penitentiary chances like that? I don't understand that.
I have no idea. What a black guy for the NBA the first night after they opened this thing up.
No, you know what's worse? Because didn't you say that Terry Rozier was being investigated?
Yeah.
And then they cleared him?
So the NBA did – Shams did report, I think in May or June of this past spring, that they did their own investigation, and they obviously thought he was all right. The FBI came in and said – no, that is not what is going on here. So this is a bigger deal than that. I think there's more to this, and more names are going to come out. Adam Silver has not made a statement yet, which just shows how you know.
Well, what are they going to say?
Well, I don't know, but I mean,
my bad, dog.
No, he's spineless.
Hold on. The other part of this is they cleared Rozier.
That's what I'm saying. That's
in their investigation. Yeah, they had no idea.
That's what I'm saying. You will come out and say, my bad. We screwed up. We didn't.
You can't. My bad. When the mafia is involved.
Yeah, you can.
No.
But, hey, you know what? That's on me.
Pat, that's on me.
That's on me.
Yep.
Because it feels like there's a lot of names in this. Well, it feels like this is just what they say—the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
It feels like there's a lot of names in this.
There's no way Chauncey Billups is coaching again.
I'm not laughing because this is a very serious matter. Yeah. But can you imagine the folks that have been a part of these games? That probably went and just went and been associated with this that are probably under scrutiny now?
Of course. They're going to get all their names.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll ever see Chauncey Billups anywhere near a basketball arena again. And, I mean, he's just not going to be any. He's got bigger fish to fry than if he's allowed to coach Friday night.
He'll be coaching. He'll be coaching by next week.
215. Hugh, this isn't a typical HR thing.
I think he's going to be out there.
There's no shot.
Because of the allegedly.
No.
He's going to have a press conference.
He's an HR expert. Hey,
I know, but this is different.
Been HR
this
a few
is
times,
no,
man.
Hugh. This is a different. This is different HR.
Kyle, I've been HR.
Was the mafia involved in any of your previous HR issues?
I don't think so.
No, they.
I don't think there was any mafia involvement with my HR business.
Yeah, this is different. 215-592-9494. This is a takedown of some NBA people. I'm sure there's more too. We get more information today. We'll pass that along as well. Let's go back to the phone lines here on all things we're discussing. The Sixers, VJ Edgecombe. I feel differently today than I did even. I was excited yesterday for the season, but watching that kid go out there and drop 34 points in Boston in his first game in the NBA, there is a different level of feeling I have this morning. This kid could play. It jumps off the screen as athleticism. And as long as they let this thing run through these young guards, we got a season to watch. Are you feeling on the Sixers this morning and the Eagles? Do you expect Jalen Hurts to be under center more this week? I do. Hugh Douglas does not for some crazy reason.
I don't think so.
Yeah. We're gonna go back to what wasn't working and go away from what was.
We're gonna go what makes the quarterback comfortable. Because I think the key word you're missing here, Joe, is comfortable.
Why wouldn't he be comfortable with 4 for 4 for 121 yards and a touchdown?
To be honest, Joe, and this is where one of the callers said it, and it rings true.
Yeah.
Never played quarterback before. So I don't know why he would not be uncomfortable.
Hold on. not you claiming ignorance
no,
about football.
No, but Kyle, to your because I look at it like this. I feel like every year is his own thing, right? So you have to be different than you were the year before. And you have to try to bring something new, a new wrinkle because of
– the best players do that.
Yes, yes. And for Jalen – because let's look at the history. I like Jalen. Let me say that first because I don't want anybody coming after me and talking about I'm hating on Jalen. But let's just look at
Jalen Hurts hater Hugh Douglas has arrived.
Okay, let's be a grown-up for like 2 seconds and just look at the history since he's been here.
Okay, go for it.
He struggled out of the gate almost every year. Now, he's won a lot of games. But when you talk about last year at the beginning of the season, there was some struggles in the passing game. And he got it together as the season progressed, and he looked better towards the stretch.
Sure.
Coming into this year, we're still talking about some of the struggles. And to his credit, he's starting to look like he's coming out of that.
Last few games have been better.
And then let's look at the flip side of all the other quarterbacks who started the season. Now, if you'll be lying to yourself if you say that during the beginning of the season, we were the first game, and you watched the games those Sundays, and you didn't have any envy when you talk about the way the quarterbacks were throwing the ball all over the schoolyard. That's a fact because we talked about it. We might not have said it out loud, but you looked at it and you thought to yourself, damn, with all the talent that we have, why don't we look like that?
Of course.
So now, given that and given this new information, if you're being smart and you're thinking outside the box and you're not being a sheep, you're looking at that and you're like, there might be something to that. I mean, and that's not saying that Jalen's bad or anything like that, but you have to look at the evidence that's presented to you.
I get it. And look, I understand how we always hear these stories, right? The coordinator, the coach, they go over the plays with the quarterback, right? These are the ones I'm most comfortable with. I recognize that every team should cater to the plays the quarterback is most comfortable with because he's got to execute them. I just feel like the coaching staff has a new leg to stand on this week in meetings and at practice. Jalen, this worked. This was our best offense on Sunday. Like, we have to incorporate this. We have to. If they don't, it's first of all, forget what Jalen wants. It's malpractice on the coaches to not put it in.
But hold on. We're acting like this is the first time Jalen Hurts has ever been under center.
No, but they did it more on Sunday than they have in a while.
Well, sure. But Kevin Petula was the pass game coordinator last season.
Yes.
They went under center last season a good bit.
Not like this.
Well, a lot more than they had it at all at any point this season. And by the way, passing game still struggled last year.
So it did. So here, the number is they had 20 offensive plays under center on Sunday. It was the most this season and the most since week 9 last year. It's been a while. I mean, like, again, it worked. I expect more of it. We talked all year about it. The offense didn't look right. The best it looked, the passing game, was when they were under center more than they have been. If we come here on Monday and forget win or loss, they could beat the Giants, I think, this week, even if they don't do this much. But if the offense doesn't look great this week or the passing game doesn't and they don't go under center all but one or two times, are we going to be happy about it on Monday? No. Because we have eyes, and we realize this is something they should incorporate into the offense. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to all this. Joe in Mayfair up on WIP. You right over there? What's up,
yeah,
Joe?
Yeah, no, I'm just laughing.
Well, we got to play a little Beverly Hills Cop shakedown, takedown. We come back
from
break for the NBA.
Yeah.
That is what's happening today.
Listen, it's the Tin Man, the Cowardly Lion, and the Scarecrow. Looked like all three last night playing in the Sixers uniform, but it wasn't the focus point for the first time in a long time with the backcourt of what we had in Maxey and Edgecombe, who looks a lot like Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade. If they had a kid, it'd be him, because he's got a combination of both, and that kid's just going to fill out and get better. The first step he's got, the length that he has, once he learns the game even more, it's going to be absolutely dangerous, the physical tools that he has. It was incredible to watch, and you know, Embiid just clogs everything up. He's slow. He doesn't have the first step. I don't care if he's in shape. His first step is gone. You can't get it back once you lose it. And I love watching the team without him on the court. It creates more space. They can move a lot with the ball. They know the ball is not just going to get thrown to him where you're just standing around doing nothing. Everybody had life last night in the fourth quarter, like they're all part of the team. And that's why I think they won. They all got involved. And Barlow can play. This kid, the power forward, got a lot of hops, can rebound, can move without the basketball, can set some picks. I'm excited for this team without the Cowardly Lion, the Scarecrow, and the Tin Man. Yeah, I really am.
Joe, it looked like
they're coming.
Yeah, well,
they're not going anywhere.
They're still here under contract. But it looked like two different teams last night. Like when Embiid had the ball in his hand early, it was the old Sixers, and it was a new, young, fast, athletic team that we haven't seen around here in, I don't know, 7 or 8 years since Embiid was young and they first put Simmons on the court and they tried all that. Like, they haven't had this much energy and athleticism in a long time.
Hey, if you want to use Embiid with the second unit for 20 minutes a night when the other team is, like, in the penalty and the bonus to get to the foul line and slow the game down a little bit with the bench, I don't want to see him out there for 30, 35 minutes. Again, his first step is gone. His lateral movement is gone. You can't get that back. I mean, watching him just try to get up and down the court yesterday was an embarrassment. Well, I called it an embeatissement. But, you know, he is just absolutely
so
done. I don't want to hear he's ramping up. He's never going to get it back. And I think that's why he looked the way he did last night. He knows he's toast. He can't do it anymore.
Yeah, well,
and it's a shame to watch.
It is. I mean, it looks, we all kind of felt this was coming. And, Joe, we appreciate the phone call. You know,
Embiid's minute was horrible, though.
It wasn't, yeah, it wasn't his best. But is he wrong about how he looked?
He workshopped that too, and
well, he's an Embiid realist. I mean, Joe gets it.
I mean, he's still coming back from injury.
Stop.
No, I'm just saying. I'm not saying he's wrong in his assessment to a certain extent.
Yeah,
but he's still coming back from injury, and we don't know what he is. But they're not. The bottom line is this: they're not taking chances on building stuff around him to try to figure out what he is. It looks like they're moving forward with the young cats. That's
all. I think there's two parts. One, they have no choice because Embiid just is not that player anymore, and we can't ever count on him to be it again, which is we got to move on. And the other part of it is these kids could play. Like, you know, there are some young players that come in the league, and they take time, and that's okay. They're 19 or 20. They take time. It doesn't look like Edgecombe is one of those guys. I agree with the way Joe framed the comparison. I mean, I see a lot of different, you know, former players or current players in him. I know this. His athleticism jumped off the screen. He has a bounce to his game that is real. And then the other stuff, you would think that's going to take time. But, Hugh, I thought Edgecombe played with a remarkable poise for a 20-year-old. Like, I don't know. Did he take any bad shots last night? Usually 20-year-old players take 5 or 6 shots a night. You're like, oh, boy, that was a silly one. That's not what we need here. He didn't do that. His shots were open shots, or he got to the basket, or it was, you know, threes from the corner after someone set him up. I thought he played with a remarkable amount of poise last night. 215-592-9494.
I just need to throw this in before we get too far away from the gambling thing.
What do we got?
According to The Athletic, LeBron James is reportedly the player that Damon Jones used inside info about before the 2023 Bucks Lakers game. Jones allegedly told others to bet on Milwaukee after learning LeBron would sit out with an ankle soreness before it was on the injury report. This is about to get bad. Crazier and crazier.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I mean, this was.
No, that's what I didn't want to say it because I don't know. I'm not. I don't know LeBron. What LeBron does in his personal life, but you know, when they talk about this is bigger than this, that, and the third, a lot of guys like to gamble. So it's one of those things you just kind of wonder. People woke up this morning sweating. They woke up this morning sweating.
So Damon Jones, of course, has been recently an assistant coach for the Cavs. That's what he's being like. He's being part of this as a coach. But Damon Jones played with LeBron. Like, they have a relationship from 20 years ago when he was a player. Damon Jones was a guard on those early LeBron teams. Like, you know, when he was a very young player. But Damon Jones played in the league for a long time, so that's this is about to get bad.
I mean, the government's involved
of course,
right now.
Yeah, I know.
The FBI is involved.
It's a mess.
It's crazy.
This was probably bound to happen in one of these leagues. I mean, we did see it with the baseball, right? Emmanuel Clase, the closer for the Guardians, throwing the pitch in the dirt, and they had the video of that. It's remarkable how these guys think they could get away with this. They cannot. They're gonna all get caught.
Well, like a guy like Terry Rozier can't get away with it because, or like Jonte Porter.
Because why would right? If they see 1,500 bets on Jonte Porter, the red flags are flying.
A deluge of Jonte Porter bets is one thing. A deluge of LeBron bets entirely different.
Yeah, I just it's remarkable how these guys don't realize this. They're going to get caught. 215-592-9494. We're excited about the Sixers again after watching VJ Edgecombe last night. And I expect Hurts to be under center more going forward, starting this Sunday against the Giants. Hugh and Kyle don't. They think they're going to go back to all shotgun all the time. We'll let you hear Jordan Mailata's answer from his show Monday about going under center. That's next. All your phone calls. Ross Tucker, 1230 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Fall is here, so you know what that means, folks. Comfort food and tailgates. Nothing brings heat to your table like Hatfield Recipe Essentials chorizo. Had some friends calling me yesterday about chorizo, asking me where to get it. I'll tell you that after I get done saying all of this. Picture this. Cheesy chorizo dip bubbling on the table or in a pot of hearty chili. As a matter of fact, Rhea made some chili last night. Heard it was good. She didn't bring any in to work today, but we'll wait for that later. But anyway, with Hatfield, you're getting flavor you can trust because they put better care into every step for better pork on your plate. Find recipes at simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.